WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood early retirement guru. And today we're diving into something super important, something that might feel a little counterintuitive at first. Finding peace and contentment with what you have right now. Ever felt like you were constantly chasing the next big thing? The bigger house, the fancier car, the latest gadget? It's easy to get caught up in this cycle of wanting more that can leave us feeling restless and unfulfilled. We think happiness is just around the corner, if only we could reach that next milestone. But here's the thing, true contentment doesn't come from external things, it comes from within. It's about appreciating what you already have, finding joy in the little moments, and cultivating a sense of gratitude for your life. This is about shifting your mindset, my friends, and learning to live fully present instead of constantly chasing some future ideal. So, how do we actually make this happen? How do we ditch the want monster and embrace the beauty of enough? Well, first off, let's talk about gratitude. Think about it. You have a roof over your head, food on the table, people who love you. These are incredible things that many people around the world don't have. Taking time each day to acknowledge and appreciate these blessings can work wonders for your outlook. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down three things you're thankful for every morning. Small stuff counts. Second, learn to say no more often. This might seem counterintuitive, but overcommitting yourself can lead to stress, burnout, and a feeling of being constantly overwhelmed. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and decline requests that don't align with your values or goals. Remember, saying no to some things frees up space for the things that truly matter. Next, get intentional about spending your time and energy. We all have a limited amount of both, so make sure you're investing them in activities that bring you joy, connect you with loved ones, and move you closer to your goals. Think about it, are you spending your precious time scrolling endlessly on social media or engaging in activities that truly nourish your soul? Let's talk about experiences versus things for a minute. Remember that feeling of pure bliss after an incredible vacation or concert? Those memories stick with us way longer than any material possession. Invest in experiences, travel, try new things. These are the moments that create lasting happiness. It's not about buying more stuff, it's about creating memories and stories. And lastly, remember to practice self-care. Take time for activities that help you relax, recharge, and reconnect with yourself. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine used to be obsessed with the latest gadgets, always chasing the newest phone or laptop. He was constantly comparing himself to others and feeling like he wasn't enough. Then one day, he decided to take a break from all that noise. He started spending more time outdoors, reading books, and connecting with his loved ones. He realized that true happiness came from within, not from external possessions. Now, he's much calmer, happier, and content with what he has. And you know what? He's actually saving a ton of money by not constantly upgrading his gadgets. Listen, finding peace and contentment is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to shift your mindset. But trust me, it's worth it. Start by practicing gratitude, saying no more often, prioritizing experiences over things, and taking care of yourself. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your life. So go out there, embrace what you have right now, and live a life filled with peace, joy, and contentment. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our future episodes packed with actionable tips and inspiring stories. Until next time, keep on shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.